From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
A Kentucky cop involved in the Breonna Taylor case soon faces trial, but not for killing her. The Black Information Network's Shelley Wade breaks down what to expect.
The trial of the only officer charged in connection to the deadly raid on African-American Breonna Taylor's Kentucky home will start soon. Former Louisville officer Brett Hankison is facing wanton endangerment charges for shooting into the apartment next to Taylor's. Nobody was ever charged with her actual death. Jury selection is set for January 28th. Testimony is expected to start in February. I'm Shelley Wade on the Black Information Network.
The issues in America's cities, from COVID to crime, will be on the table to discuss during the U.S. Conference of Mayors' 90th annual winter meeting. One of the big city black mayors participating is Chicago, Illinois's Lori Lightfoot. She'll be meeting with other mayors from big cities and small, many of them black, and several have just been elected. Lightfoot will also take part in the executive committee meeting as a trustee for the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
No one is dead, but it was scary when shots rang out at Seminole High School in Sanford, Florida. The police chief says the argument started over one of the oldest reasons in the book.
Centers around a young lady or dispute over a young lady on in school. Presently, we have no information or information, period, that this is a gang-related situation. Zero. There's nothing to identify that.
The victim was shot three times in the wrist and in each leg, and is expected to be okay. A 16-year-old student was taken into custody.
More black men are needed in the classroom as teachers, especially in Florida. That's according to Duval County's African-American superintendent, Dr. Diana Green.
Duval County Public Schools demographic is that 43% of our students are African-American. Yet our teaching force has less than 3% African-American males as educators.
Now the Jacksonville Public Education Fund is on a mission to recruit and retain 1,000 male educators by 2025.
A black Nike top executive of the Jordan brand really turned his life around. As a teen back in 1965, Larry Miller was a Philadelphia gangbanger who killed. He served about 9 years in prison. Now, decades later, he paid a visit to the family of the innocent teen who was at the other end of his gun. That teen was a young father with a toddler and a child on the way. Miller visited the children of Edward David White, who lived their lives without their father. Miller has set up a scholarship fund for his victims' children. Rappers boast, brag, lie in lyrics, and what they say in song should not be held against them in a criminal case. That is a bill being considered in New York State to limit the music or creative expression shown to a jury, unless it can be proven those tough words are a fact. The bill, backed by the biggest names in the industry, like Jay-Z, Fat Joe, and Meek Mill, who say prosecutors can't use a rap song as an admission of guilt. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Say his name.
Cedric Lofton.
When African-American teenager Cedric Lofton died in Kansas after being taken into custody at a juvenile intake center, they said his name and called for justice.
There is no justice for CJ at this point, but we can't get accountability, and that's what we're here for.
But now, after an investigation into the death of the black teen, no charges will be filed against the staff that restrained him before he died. Cedric County District Attorney Mark Bennett made the announcement. KWCH Television reports that as a result of the investigation, the Cedric County Department of Corrections will create a community task force to review the 17-year-old's death, as well as system standards and make recommendations for improvements. But for his family and the black community there, that's nowhere near enough. And here's another very sad story. Remains believed to be those of 33-year-old Latima Warren, a black mother of four, who had been missing since December 22nd, have now been found by Detroit, Michigan police. African-American Gwen Parks has been working to find her friend.
The body right now is still in the morgue, and they haven't finished identifying it yet. They want me to come down and release a statement.
Another African-American friend, Malik Shabazz, was there when they noticed the backyard of the missing woman had been dug up.
I said either she is in there or he's getting ready to put her in there.
Police found her clothes and several bags of human remains inside the home she shared with her boyfriend and newborn baby. He has been arrested, and authorities say the baby is okay.
This is strange. A man is in custody in Ohio after the person sleeping in the back seat of a car texted police. He says the car he was in was stolen, and the thief did not know he was back there. After a short chase, police in Tiffin, 50 miles southeast of Toledo, were able to stop the car and arrest the driver. He's facing charges of aggravated robbery, kidnapping, theft, and eluding police.
When black workers look for a new job, there are lots of things to consider, including diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. So a recent report from Comparably highlights some of the best companies for black and brown people to work for. And the ratings come from employees of color. They consider several things like culture, compensation, career growth opportunities, leadership, and work-life balance. So their choice for the top 10 companies are Ring Central, Adobe, IBM, Microsoft, Zoom, Chegg, Credit Karma, Medallia, Sentinel One, and Google. Interesting to know, these are all technology companies, which as a whole have been accused of not hiring enough black workers.
President Joe Biden again is being applauded for the number of African Americans he has nominated as federal judges. He has recently nominated 8 additional judges, many of them of color, including Ariana Freeman, a black Philadelphia, Pennsylvania public defender, to the Federal Appeals Court.
I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Landing a $4 million grant, the Public Finance Initiative and the National League of Cities will lead a team up to heighten racial equity in bond markets. The two organizations aim to do that with the Bond Markets and Racial Equity Project launch. They announced the bold effort is aimed to center equity in municipal bond-funded investments and to measure how social determinants of equity change over time. According to a press release, the new drive, which includes collaborating partners, is being funded with a $4 million grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It also aims to identify elements in a municipal bond issuance that indicates advancement concerning racial equity and income equality to investors and others. Well, companies are ramping up recruiting efforts for workers with cryptocurrency skills. Money.com reports a recent analysis from LinkedIn found that the number of job postings containing the terms Bitcoin, Ethereum, blockchain, and cryptocurrency grew 395% in the United States between 2020 and 2021. A recent search for cryptocurrency on LinkedIn's job platform turned up more than 11,000 results, including listings at major companies like PayPal and Deloitte. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.